What berries grow on Kodiak Island?
There's about a dozen species of berries that grow on Kodiak Island. Salmonberry, devil's club, elderberry, blueberry of a couple different species. Then there's some alpine species that I haven't focused much on, but are important elsewhere, such as crowberry and bearberry, lincolnberry, and the list keeps on going.
These are also really nutritional food for animals, right?
And that was the basis for the study that the refuge operated in 2015-2016 was focused on specifically the berries that we've identified as among the most important to brown bear.
Last year was a terrible year for berries. Can you explain what you know about that?
As you suggested, it was a terrible year because it was not just something that occurred here with several berry species, but also across Kodiak Island and parts of Afognak Island. It wasn't just a single species, such as salmonberry. It was salmonberry, elderberry, devil's club, blueberry.
So you've been studying climate change's impact on berries, animals, and really the entire ecosystem. What have you learned about what's going on?
Since we've only monitored a few years, there's a lot of variation, which is great to see that variation. On the other hand, we need more information, more years to actually understand enough about trend, you know, the timing of growth or influence on abundance.
And did this affect the bear populations at all as well, the berry situation?
We presume it did or will. We will be looking to evaluate that relationship this summer when we actually sample the bear population's composition, the ratio of single bears to family groups in our summer stream surveys.
And I understand that this year looks as if it's going to be a lot better than last year.
Certainly. Last year was kind of a baseline of how bad things can be when you have kind of a crash in the berry crop. And this year, I think as is apparent to many of your listeners, we see flowers, lots of flowers on salmonberry. When you have a bad year, and for example, in the case of salmonberry, it's top killed. All the energy was dedicated into regrowing last year and just leaf production. And this year, the plants have the energy to produce leaves and flowers and eventually abundant fruit.
So you've been keeping track of when the berries flower, and then you can kind of predict when they're going to have fruit. Do you want to explain that?
It takes about 7 to 9 weeks once you see the first flowers to actually get to the ripe fruit stage. Using that information, for example, this year we saw our first salmonberry flower there on May 23rd, and so we expect somewhere around mid-July, say July 15th, we're going to be seeing ripe fruit. And in the case of elderberry, it's a little later. It's flowering right now, and it's a short duration, and that takes a little longer. And so we're expecting that more like the early August would be the timing of fruit availability, ripe fruit availability.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing all this information about berries. I'm looking forward to picking some myself.
You're welcome.